What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge. How is everybody doing today? It's been almost a week after the Lunar New Year, and I hope you're getting used to going back to work. 连假结束快要一星期啦，希望大家开始回到每天上班的习惯了。And when you go to work or if you're going anywhere, basically, be sure to wear a mask on your way and be careful, okay? Moving on. Today, we have an interesting topic. Yes, an interesting topic. 尴尬了,刚刚好丢脸。I'm sure you all have embarrassing encounters. For example, maybe you stumbled on words just like I did, forgot the lyrics to a song when you're performing, wore your shirt backwards. There are a lot of things we can get embarrassed about. However, being embarrassed is not always a bad thing despite feeling uncomfortable. Today's video further explains the advantages of it. If you're curious, go watch it. But first, let's practice today's sentence. This is what gives your cheeks that nice rosy look, also known as blushing. These reactions are similar to the fight or flight response that's triggered when you're in danger. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. This is what gives your cheeks that nice rosy look, also known as blushing. These reactions are similar to the fight or flight response that's triggered when you're in danger. 好，这就是今天的句子。接下来我们来看今天的 pronunciation tips. This is what gives your, 这边的 this 呢，讲完之后停顿一下。This is what gives your, gives 的 s 跟 your 的 y 可以做一个连音。This is what gives your cheeks, 这边的 cheeks 中间有两个 e 要做一个长音。Cheeks.Cheeks, that nice rosy look, also known as blushing. Blushing, 如果不会念的话，它其实就是 lush, 前面加 b, blush, blushing, 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 okay? 再来 these, 这边的 these 呢跟前面那个 this 是不一样的、哦、这个 these 呢是长音，前面那个 this 是短的 okay? These reactions are similar 的两个 I 都是短音 similar to the fight or flight. 这边要注意有第一个 fight, 没有 L, 第二个有 L. Fight or flight response. That's triggered. 这边的 triggered 有一点难念哦。它的 ER, E 念完之后呢 ,R 完之后呢你就要马上接那个 D, okay? Triggered when you're in danger. 好我们再把这句话念一遍。This is what gives your cheeks that nice rosy look, also known as blushing. These reactions are similar to the fight or flight response that's triggered when you're in danger. Okay, moving on. Next, we're gonna talk about the vocabulary of the day. So first, we have rosy. Rosy. Rosy 是形容词，它的意思呢是红润的，玫瑰色的。所以你会发现它的原型是 rose 嘛，就是玫瑰。那把 e 去掉，加上 y 就变成形容词啦，意思就是玫瑰色的。Okay, for example, you can tell by her rosy cheeks that she had more than one glass of wine. 你可以从她红润的脸颊看出她不止像她说的一样只喝了一杯酒。Okay, 她可能已经喝很多杯了。Okay, 那我们来看一下刚才说的 rose。Rose 呢，就是玫瑰，或是蔷薇，或者是粉红色、玫瑰色的意思。那它大写的时候呢，大写的 R Rose 就可以当女子的名字，女生的名字。OK, Rose。好，举个例子 ，I thought sending 999 roses to her office was romantic, but it ended up being a massive inconvenience to her.我以为送999朵玫瑰花到他的办公室会很浪漫，但最后给他造成了大麻烦。OK, 那除了 Rose 同时可以当人名也是花名以外呢，还有很多常见的人名它其实也是从花名来的，比如说 Daisy, 黛丝或是黛西。Daisy 呢，它其实是雏菊的意思哦。再来 ，Rosemary 会翻罗斯玛丽吗 ？Rosemary 它是迷迭香的意思。再来常见的 Iris 呢是鸢尾花。 OK， 再来更常见 Lily， Lily 可能翻莉莉吧， Lily 它是百合花的意思哦。 OK， 再来 moving on， 下一个单字 Cheek， Cheek， Cheek 呢它是名词，意思是脸颊、面颊或者是脸蛋。 OK， for example， Look at those puffy cheeks， Babies are adorable， 看那蓬蓬的脸颊，小 baby 好可爱呀。OK， 再来下一个单字 blush， blush， blush 呢是名词，意思是脸红，可能是因为尴尬或者是害羞的脸红。 OK， blush， for example， Aw, stop giving me compliments, you make me blush， 不要再夸奖我了啦，我都脸红了。 OK， 这就是 blush。 再来呢， blush 除了当刚才那个动词呢，它也可以当名词哦，意思呢也是脸红的意思。 OK， for example，A faint blush appeared on her face when she was talking to the new science teacher who was young and handsome. 她在跟新来的年轻帅哥自然老师说话的时候脸颊泛红了。 OK, blush. 再来下一个，这个是片语 Fight or flight, 它是名词片语。 OK, 意思呢是或战或退，意思呢是指面对危险时的反应，要留下来呢还是要逃走回避呢。Okay, for example, he detected the possible threats and set off his fight or flight response. 他侦测到可能的危险的时候，开始有或战或退的反应。Okay, 那这边的 flight 呢，它在这里是名词，意思呢是逃跑、逃避或者是躲避。那它还有第二种跟第三种意思哦。第二种意思呢是指我们比较常看到的航班飞机或是班机的意思。那第三个它也可以是空中航行或是指航程。 OK， 我们来举三个例子。第一个， She got separated from her parents during the flight from the invasion. 她在躲避侵略军时，她跟她的家人分开了。OK， 第二个例子， My flight was cancelled because of the typhoon. 我的航班因为台风的关系被取消了。那这里的 flight 就是航班。再来第三个例子， How's your flight? 你的航程如何？通常会讲这句话的时候呢，通常是在问候，等于是说你的旅途顺利吗？你来这里的那个航班，这个旅途顺利吗？好，那这就是 flight 啦。 OK guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Be sure to leave a comment and a recording. Stay safe and warm and be kind to one another. My name is Ingrid and I'll see you next time.